So when Krishna talks about sarva karma for tyaga, detachment, how is it different from Mayavadi detachment? Well, detachment is not the monopoly of the Mayavadis. Detachment is something which is important in bhakti also. But in the Mayavadi, that is the central aspect of their sadhana. Whereas in the bhakti, it is an important but subordinate aspect. It is subordinate to bhakti. Bhakti parishanta virakthirane. Whether it is a bhakti virakthirane, it comes out of it. Jnana vasudeva bhagavati bhakti yoga pranyata janayati ashwayate jnanam chedayatama. Bhakti automatically brings jnana raya. So, when sarva karma phala tyaga is talked about, that is more in terms of detaching from the fruits of actions. Whereas in personalists, Mayavadis, Advaitavadis, they usually talk about renouncing work itself. They say all work is entangling, and you don't have to renounce just the fruits of work, you have to renounce work itself. But that is impractical for most people, and from the Bhagavad's perspective, it is not essential also. In fact, for many people, it can be undesirable to renounce work. So for a devotee, detachment essentially means firstly rejecting that which is unfavorable to Krishna directly in terms of violation of the principles. And secondly, detachment means not letting our consciousness be consumed by material things. Krishna, at the start of the 18th chapter, differentiate between tyaga and vairagya. In fact, that is a question Arjuna asks, that tyagas tachikesha, but sannyasis tu mahabaho, atto ichchamu tyagas tachikesha. So what is the difference between sannyas and tyaga? So Arjuna dosha, as Krishna described, that there are various levels of answers to this question, but what Krishna essentially says is that tyaga, sannyas is an ashram, sannyas ashram. Whereas tyaga, renunciation is a disposition. So one can actually be renounced even without necessarily being renounced already. So in that sense, it's lack of emotional entanglement in the sense objects. One will be interacting with sense objects, but if one is not emotionally entangled in the sense objects, then one is considered to be renounced. So a devotee is to focus on getting disentangled from the sense objects. Devotees focus on being engaged in Krishna. If our emotions are engaged in Krishna, then automatically they become disentangled from sense objects. When the prostitute came to allure Haridas Thakur, we did not have to think so much, oh, this is a prostitute, I should not fall down, I should not get entangled with them. His focus was on absorbing Hare Krishna. And because he is engaged, he's automatically protected from that prostitute. At the same time, we don't see that Haridas Thakur did not go to the brothel of the prostitute. It's not that a devotee challenges Maya by deliberately putting oneself in dangerous situations. But if this word dangerous situations may come anyway, the devotee focuses not just on avoiding danger, but on connecting with Krishna. So, being a devotee, we focus not on detachment in terms of running away from the world or avoiding worldly things entirely. We focus on connecting with Krishna. And all of us may have certain specific weaknesses which you have to be careful of. Just like a recovering alcoholic, he's told to avoid bars, he's told to avoid meeting with alcoholics. Similarly, all of us may have certain specific weaknesses which we may need to avoid. So, in that sense, detachment specifically may mean distancing ourselves from our specific weaknesses. But overall, it means engaging our emotions with Krishna and thus automatically protecting our emotions from getting entangled in it.